This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. North Texas seems to be a prime place for dinosaur discovery, with numerous fossils found through the years. Among the most recent finds, a prehistoric crocodile that apparently liked to eat dinosaurs. Ronald Tykoski knows a thing or two about fossils. He's director of the Perot Museum's Paleontology Lab. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here.
So what's the name of this dinosaur-eating crocodile, and who uncovered it?
Well, its name is Deltasuchus matherali. It was discovered by a group of folks who were working a site in Arlington over the span of many years. And a young fella, a teenager is my understanding, named, I think, Austin Motherall. One day he's digging in a particular place, and all of a sudden these big bones start showing up. And sure enough, he had found a better part of a skeleton, a skull of a really big croc. The site is kind of up on the northern edge of Arlington, just a little bit south of the Arlington-Euless border. It's in an area now that's being developed as one of the Viridian developments out there. Back when it was found, though, the site was first found, it was nothing more than a big industrial or unused vacant lot. I forget how many acres. But people used to like to go out there and wander around. And there's a very active amateur fossil hunting community in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so a lot of folks like to go out there and just look around because there was a lot of dirt exposed, a lot of rock eroding out. From there, the interest took off and it became a subject of study.
But what do we know about this crocodile? How big was it and what kind of appetite did it have?
This was a pretty good sized croc. And so you're looking at something around 20, 21, 22 feet in length. And the head's darn near 3 feet long. Big, heavy skull, big teeth, large jaws. Just the right kind of thing to snap down and grab hold of a large struggling animal and drag it into the water.
This crocodile was discovered in a place known as the Arlington Archosaur Site. What else has been uncovered there through the years?
Oh, just scads of stuff. Tons of turtles, multiple species of crocodiles probably. This is the first new one to be described from the site, but there's a work group of people who are studying all aspects of the site, everything from the crocs to the turtles to the plant-eating dinosaurs to the meat-eating dinosaurs to the little mammals to the snakes, the lizards, the reptiles, amphibians. Everything on the site is getting looked at by different people who have been brought in to research the project.
North Texas seems to be loaded with dinosaur fossils. Why here? Why Texas?
You know, it's a matter of having the right sort of setting at the time. And so you need a place where sediment is being deposited, and you need things to die a lot and get buried in them. And so if you get that combination thing where you have deposition happening and you've got a lot of things living there, something's going to get buried and trapped. The other part of that is you have to find it. You have to be there when they're being exposed. As a paleontologist, I don't just go randomly pick a spot in the ground and say, well, let's just start digging to see what I hit. That wouldn't be too successful. And so what you need are people out on the ground with their eyes on the ground and finding unusual looking things. I get multiple emails every week of people who send me pictures. Hey, I found this in a creek bed behind my house. I found this in the pasture. I found it here or there along a lake or something. You know, 95 times out of 100, it's a rock, it's a modern bone, something like that. But you get those little winners in there every now and then, and it's, hey, that's a mammoth bone, that's a jaw of a mastodon, that's a hand claw from some sort of carnivorous dinosaur or something along the line. A lot of marine stuff. That's most of the rocks around here are big marine lizards and stuff. But these finds do pop up, and then sometimes if they're unique enough and worthy enough, we'll take the effort to go on out and collect them.
What do you think it is about dinosaurs that captivates us so much?
We all love big, scary, toothy things. You know, any success of science fiction movies with monsters all the way to Jurassic Park to Aliens to whatever, people just have this internal desire to be intimidated, scared by freaky things. Little kids, though, dinosaurs are big, nasty, toothy, scary things they can play with. And when they learn that they were actually things that really were alive, they lived, they breathed, they were right where they are, there's this connection, this awe of, wow, these things were once here, and now I can play with them. And dinosaurs are kids' first introduction, really, to science as well. Now, this is the foot in the door to opening kids' eyes and minds to this idea that there's a bigger world out there. There are things out there that their imaginations can run wild about. And even if they do, they might be right, because these are things that I've been studying dinosaurs for decades now, a couple 20, 30 years here. And son of a gun, I don't have all the answers. And there are certain things, if a kid comes up and says, hey, I think they were this color, I can't say no. They might be right.
Ronald Tykoski is director of the Perot Museum's Paleontology Lab. Thanks for being here.
Thank you much.